Okay, today is Daf Yud. We are on Daf Yud. We are on the 7th line from the top. Tanan Hasam. There's a Mishnah over there. Over where? In Trumos. And the Mishnah says, Gimel Mashkin Asur Mishum Gilui. There are three liquids that are usur because of Gilui, which means if it stays out overnight, you can't drink it in the morning. What are they? Mayim, Yayin, and Chalav. Water, wine, and milk. Vikama Yishdu Yishu Vihe Asurin. How much time has to go by before you can't drink it?
What if there's a time or amount?
Time. I left a cup of water here, and I went to go to the bathroom, and I came back. I went to the room without a mezuzah, and I came back. So, can I drink the water now? So the answer is, what's the shear? How long do I have to leave the water or the wine unwashed? Kidei sheyeti harachash, that the snake could come. Mimakom karov, v'yishta, from a closed place and drink. V'kamakom karov, what's a closed place? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Brei Rav Yehuda, k'dei sheyeti mitachas ozen kli, v'yishta. Yeah, from the bottom of the kli. From the ozen kli means the handle. It's right there. V'yishta, hagachazale. One second. If it's by the handle, you'll see it.
Yeah, right.
Kind of course. No. Ella, yishta, v'yachzar l'choro. No, the amount that it'll drink and then go back to its hiding place. So that's the amount of time you can't leave the water unwatched. If you do, you can't drink it.
So we're not talking overnight, we're talking minutes.
Even minutes. That's right. That's right. Okay. Itmar, here we go. Hashochet pesakin. You shecht with a knife. V'nimtza peguma. And after you shecht the knife, the animal's already shechted, you notice the knife has a nick, a problem. Rashi says, you know as a fact that before you shechted it, you checked the knife and there's nothing wrong with it. But you didn't check afterwards. Now you notice there's something wrong with it. Before I shechted, I checked. It was fine. Amar Avuna, afilu shiber ba'asamas kol hayom psula. Even if you were cutting wood the rest of the day, for 2 hours after you shechted, you chopped wood for 2 hours, and then you look at it, oh my goodness, look at this, it has a nick. It probably happened when I was chopping the wood. Says Rav Huna, it's puzzle. Why? Chayshin and Shema Ba'or Nifkoa. Maybe that nick happened while you were shechting. From the hide. So while you were shechting, the nick happened. You're cutting wood later, and it's probably the wood that caused the nick. So what? Says Rav Huna, it's puzzle. The food is puzzle. V'chista Omar, kshera. No, it's kosher. Why? Shema be'etzem nifkuma. Because perhaps it happened from the wood. From the wood. Etzem means be'etzem nifkuma, the bone. Fine. Be'etzem nifkuma, it happened from the bone. And the shechit is still kosher.
Yeah, what is the concern about that there was a pegal in the knife?
Yeah.
But he knew that beforehand, he started.
No, before he shechted it. Rashi says he checked the knife. No one argues on that. He checked the knife and it was good.
So then it was good during shechita.
But maybe right before he shechted the simanim, it got a nick. So you check right afterwards. You check right afterwards. You check 3 hours later. I've been chopping wood for 3 hours. It's puzzle. Says Rashi, so Bishlam Rav Huna Kishmaite. Rav Huna actually makes sense. Why? He's holding like himself. That what? Like Rashi says, so we said the Amr Leel, we said yesterday, Becheskas Isro Medes, the animal is a Cheskas Is, it's Chazaka that you're not allowed to eat it. Is Eir Menachai? You're not allowed to eat a live animal. It's a Chazaka, you can't eat it. Ad Sheyodea Lecha B'ma Nishchata. Until you know that the Sheshchita was good, V'zu Nolod B'Safek B'Shchita. And here the Safek grew when you just shechted it. That's a Rav Huna. El Rav Chista, my timer. What does Rav Chista say it's good? Why does Rav Chista say it's good? El Amalach, Etzem vade pogame, because etzem will for sure make a problem. Or suffic pogame, suffic low pogame. The hide, maybe yeah, maybe not. Have a suffic vivadai. It's a suffic and a vadai. The ain suffic motzimide vadai, and a suffic doesn't take away from a vadai. Therefore, what do we do? What do we say? We go after the most common scenario, and the most common scenario is it happened because of the bones. And that's afterwards, and therefore it's good. That's a machlokas. Okay?
Would you recommend the practice if you check right before and right after shechita?
Yes.
You do more shochet than you, I guess?
Yes.
Supposed to. Right before and right after you do it.
Now, you got the machlokas down cloud, the whole day is with this now. Okay? Whole day is like this. So, Masiv Rava, Lusiyu de Ravuna. Rava brought a kasha, really, to, as a raya to Ravuna. What's his raya? Taval. A guy goes to the mikvah, v'ola, and he comes out, v'nimta alav dova chotzeis. And he notices he's got some chazitza. Right. Afal pi, shenis asik, ba'osa amin, kol yom kulo. Even though he was busy with that the whole day, in other words, he's got pistachio nuts residue, those red pistachios, he's been eating them for hours after he went to the mikvah. He's got all over his fingers. So chazitza. Lo also lo tefila. The tefillah is not good. Ad shiyomar, bari li shalohaya alai kodim l'chein. I didn't eat any pistachios before I went to the mikvah. Had to be afterwards. But I'm not sure. Maybe I ate them before. I don't remember. Then he's not, the tefillah is no good. It's the exact same thing as a shechita.
Right.
You did something to kosher yourself. You went to the mikvah. You did a shechita. Now you realize, after you did that, you made some mistake. And we passel what you did before. We passel the shechita. We passel the mikvah. Right? What's the vaday taval? There's no question he went to the mikvah. There's no question about that. Safik ahave Allah, safik lahave Allah. It's a safik if it was worked, if safik it didn't work. Safik you had a chatiyah, safik not. V'kai safik umotzi mide vaday. And the safik comes and takes away from your vaday. So too by the shechita. Definitely a shechita here. No question about that. Safik if it was, safik if the knife got ruined before the shechita, safik after the shechita. We don't know when the knife got ruined. So what do we say? If it's a safik, we're going to say l'chumra, and therefore we're going to say that the shechita is no good. The brisa that supports it, Ravuna is a Tana. But I have a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah? No, it's a brisa. It's a brisa. Right? It's a brisa. I have a brisa that supports Ravuna. Says the Gemara, no, shiny hasam. It's different over there by the mikvah. Why? Shiny hasam. The ikkala meimar, you could say it like this. Hamed tame al cheskaso. Well, this guy was tame. Why is he going to the mikvah? Because he's tame. He's going to make him so pure. Hamed tame al cheskaso. Maintain the person in his state of chazaka. Vemalo taval. He never went to the mikvah. Did the mikvah so good? So hachinami, same thing over here. Hemed behema al cheskaso. Say the behema still it's chazaka. Vemalo nishchata. And say he didn't have any shechita. Right? Says the Gemara, how could you say that? Harei shechuta lefanecha. What do you mean he didn't have shechita? The shechita is right here.
But it wasn't a good shechita.
Hachanami, harei tavo lefanecha. What do you mean? He went to the mikvah. You can't undo that. So, ha'is yal delei bei reyesa. Yeah, but in the case of the mikvah, some reyesa arose. A reyesa means a reason to passel it. So the Gemara says, hachanami is yal delei reyesa. So too, yeah. Over here, over where?
By
the shechita, a problem arose. The knife is no good now. So the Gemara says like this. Sakin Isra'i, the knife has a problem. Behema lo Isra'i. The behema doesn't have a problem. The problem's with the knife, not with the behema. Therefore, says Rashi, behema lo Isra'i, the kivan delav begufa mamish isilid. There's nothing wrong with the animal itself. There's nothing wrong with the animal itself. There's nothing wrong with the knife. But the animal's a good animal. Ela davar acher. But some other problem happened. Lo dummy litfila. It's not comparable to the case of the mikvah where the problem is with you. Don't worry. On Amud Beis, we're going to have the case when the mikvah got smaller. That's the problem with the mikvah. Right now, right? So the case of the knife and the case of the mikvah are not similar. Why not? V'lo usi suffik dirayusa desakin. The problem of the knife cannot come. Umoti osamide shchita vadois. And ruin the shchita, which is definitely good. The vadai etzem pogim. Because we will have to say that the etzem was the problem. Therefore,
it's affecting. The knife is affecting
the shechita. One sec. I know. The Gemara answers, this is not a riot to Rav Huna at all. Because the two cases are different.
Yeah.
to why they're different. Because in the case of the mikvah, the problem is with you.
Correct.
And in the case of the knife, the problem is the knife, not the behemoth.
Right.
Now,
that's what the Gemara is saying.
I understand, but
now,
in reality, it's not.
In reality, the distinction doesn't make any sense. In reality, the distinction doesn't make any sense. But the Rashi says. All the Gemara said was, the Gemara answered, right, they were trying to bring a raya that Rav Huna is right. There's a braisa that says he's right. The braisa of the mikvah shows he's right. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya at all. The case of the mikvah is totally different. Why? The case of the mikvah is a problem with you.
Right.
In the case of the knife, there's a problem with the knife, not the animal.
What kind of answer
is that?
The difference is that before the shechita, the knife we know was good.
Yeah.
Before the tevilah, we have a suffix whether there was a chetzitza.
But the mikvah was still good.
But the mikvah was still good.
The mikvah was still good.
So it's not the same thing.
Correct. That's how I'm saying it.
Because if the question was, is it 40 saw in the mikvah, then the mikvah and the knife are the same thing. Here it's not.
Correct. So the Gemara's answer is not such a good answer. The way Rashi explained the answer, it was a very difficult answer.
Right.
What's the difference between the knife and... What's the difference? At the end of the day, I can't eat the meat, because the knife's no good. The knife is used on... What's the difference? So look at Tosfos. Tosfos of Sakin Isra'i, Behema Lo Isra'i. Tema, one second. Deleka l'shnuye hachi. This answer is not good. Because ahi de mikvah shenimdad. What if you have a mikvah? I measured the mikvah. It's good. V'nimtza chaser. And then I come back a few months later and it's not taka too small. There's not enough water in there.
That's the knife.
The Bereish Nida, the Amar Hasam, the Chol Tahir with Shanasu al Gabav Lemafreya, Kulin Tameos. Anything that was Tahir with this mikvah is Tame. We thought it was Tahir, but we're now going to Tame it. Why? Same reason why the knife, same thing with the knife, same thing with the person, it's all the same. Mishum Dahai Chasal of Anecha, it's missing. It's not whole now. Vehemid Tame al Chiskaso, and the Tumah remains on its Chazaka. The right, whatever you titled, right? The bowl was tame. I thought it was tar. Now I see the mikvah. Well, when did the mikvah get less than 40 so? When did it get to? I don't know. I don't know when it happened. It happened sometime in the past 3 months. I don't know when. So we have to talk tame everything. Why? Chazaka. It was tame. We want to change the chazaka. We can't. Right? We want to change the status of this kli. We can't. Or person, for that matter. We can't change the status. Because the chazaka is they were tummy. The only way to change the status is if we know for sure that we should change the status. We can't do that. V'lo amrinan mikvah isroi, right? V'lo amrinan mikvah isroi, adam lo isroi. We don't say that. The mikvah, right? The mikvah has a problem, but the person doesn't have a problem. What kind of ridiculous thing is that? The mikvah is the problem. The mikvah is too small. You're good. We don't say that, right? Right? That it wasn't checked properly. The second's right here in front of you. Now skip to the third to last line before the lines get wider. And that's the first answer. I didn't really understand what he said. What's the difference? What's the problem is? Mati's question. What's the difference? If the knife is no good, or what's the difference? Either way, you can't eat the meat. So how is that? There's a total difference between the case of the knife and the case of the mikvah. Because the mikvah, the problem is with you. You have a chatzitza, even though we have the case of the mikvah getting smaller.
Right.
And right. And then by the case of the knife, the problem is that the behemoth is good. What kind of thing is that? How can you make a distinction like that? Elar kar chachikamar sakin isriya pirish vika svike tuva. If the knife is no good, there are many reasons how the behemoth could still be good. Number one, shema be'etza nifkama. First of all, maybe it happened from the bone. Vafilu be'or nifkama. And even if it happened during the shechita, shema lo nishchatu hasimanim keneged apagima. Maybe that nick didn't do the shechita part. Maybe the nick is in the very, very, very tip of the knife, and when I did the shechita, that had no bearing. That has no bearing on the shechita. Yeah, the knife is no. There's no bearing on the shechita. You hear this? That is sex veka. That's a sex veka. That's what the Gemara meant to say.
Yeah, but they didn't say it.
The Gemara said four words. one line. Sakin Isri, the knife is the problem. Behema lo Isri, the behema is not the problem. The problem is the knife. And therefore, Rashi said, it's a huge difference, because the knife is the problem, and by the mikveh, the problem is you. So tell us, what's the difference, knife or you? What's the difference? The big difference, because the knife, is a problem. If the knife is a problem, maybe it wasn't a problem. Why? Because we don't know when this nick happened. And even if it happened beforehand, maybe that part of the knife wasn't used in the shechita, so the shechita is still good. The behem is good.
He turns it into a sex vehicle.
Therefore, it's not a riot to Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, if you discover a nick, we passel it. And then Rava said, I have a riot to him. There's a brisa that says he's right, but a case of the mikvah. Case of the mikvah is totally different. Case of the mikvah is no sex seika. There's one suffix. The suffix is, when did you get those chatzitzos? We don't know. We're going to say your tummy still. Right? We're going to say your tummy still.
You're saying, why would the Gemara say? The Gemara is never shy about calling something sveik. Now it just says,
it's not going to destroy. The problem is the knife. The problem is not the animal.
He's giving us the answer.
He's giving a reason,
not,
right.
Not telling us why.
Nase. Next case. Shacharas haveshet. If somebody shechted the veshet, it's one of the simanim. V'achakach nishmeta hagrogras. We're talking about a bird. We're talking about a bird. A bird, you only need one simon to shecht. So a shochet es a veshet. You shechted one of the simanim. V'achakach nishmeta hagrogras. And then by the other simon, you botched it up. It's kosher. It's already kosher. It's already good. So it doesn't matter. But all the way around, Nishmeta Hagagares, you botched up one of the simanim. V'yachakach shacharas haveshet psula. Then you're puzzled. Why? Because when you shechted the second simon good, it was already trafed the animal, right? The bird. Shacharas haveshet, you shechted the veshet. V'nim says Hagagares shemuta, and I noticed that the other simon is no good. The eni yodan, I'm not sure. Im kodem shechita nishmeta. Did this happen before I shechted my one simon? Or did it happen afterwards? It's the same question. Right? It's the same question. When did this animal become a trefa? Zeha Yamaisa. This happened once. V'amru. Kal Suffolk b'shchita. Puzzle. Any Suffolk that has a shchita is puzzle. What mean kal any Suffolk is shchita? Shchita is a dindoraisa. We have a Suffolk. We have to say puzzle. Right? Kol Suffolk b'shchita lasu yemai. What does that mean? Kol Suffolk b'shchita lav lasu ki gavna. Doesn't it come to include this case? What case? The case of the knife, right? Meaning, Rav Huna is right, and Rav Chista is wrong, right? So Gemara says lo lasu ye Suffolk shaha Suffolk daras. It's a Suffolk. Maybe I paused. Maybe I did drisa. So listen to what the line the Gemara says. Zeha Yamaita, this once happened. A guy shechted a bird, and he noticed that the other simen was already ruined. So when did it get ruined? Was it before I shechted or after I shechted? Come to the rabbi. Rabbi says, well, you know, we have a rule. Kol Suffolk b'shchita. Any time there's a Suffolk b'shchita is a problem. So therefore, I'm sorry, it's a problem. Because we have a Suffolk. What does it mean, Kol Suffolk b'shchita? So the Gemara answered, well, you do shihiyah or derisa. So isn't that, what do you mean, latsuya yamai? Kol sa b'shchita means something that you wouldn't think is part of shchita. So that's what it means. Kol safek b'shchita is a problem. What does kol safek mean, latsuya yamai?
Why would derisa be a problem?
Because it's not shchita, you're not shochet. In order to shochet, no, you have to slice, you can't press. You can't press the knife through, like you do the butter, you can't do that. Right, it has to be a slice. Didn't do that. It's a suffix. So if it's suffix, it's a suffix. No, what the Gemara is asking is, my question, the Rishonim asked this question. The Rishonim asked, Tosfos with the Rabban, they all ask, if I say it like this, everything when it comes to Shechita is puzzle. What do you mean by that? What do you mean to include? I meant to include Shechita.
Right.
What do you mean to include Shechita? Call anything by Shechita is puzzle.
Right.
I meant to include Shechita. That's not, doesn't make any sense.
Right.
What you do say is, I meant to include even the knife. It's not really on Shechita. Even the knife, even the person, can't be a goy. It calls everything that has to do with shechita. When you say everything that has to do with shechita is puzzle, did you mean even shechita?
Yes.
It's obvious. That's what you're talking about. Oh, shahaya and derisa. That is shechita.
Yeah.
So what does he mean by that? Anything that has to do with shechita. So I thought, it includes even the knife. That makes a little sense. to say it doesn't mean the knife, it means shehiya, that is shechita. Mm-hmm. Right? So the Ramban answers, because you don't see it.
What
don't you don't see when you do shehiya. You don't see it. You can't check it. You can't examine it afterwards. Oh, did it happen or not?
Because it's done already.
Even that is a problem. You hear what the Ramban says? You can't see if a guy did that. There's no way to check. Knife, you can check. Some traces, you can check. This I can't check. Even that's a problem.
So you can't even eat meat, period.
One second.
You're always going to have that problem. You didn't see if it was she or not.
Now, one second. Umayishna, what's the difference? Why is the case of the knife? Rav Huna said it's good. Rav Huna said, Rav Chista said it's good, right? According to Rav Chista, if you checked with a knife and you discover a problem afterwards, what did Rav Chista say? It's good. Right? Rav Chista said, Rav Huna said it was no good. Rav Chista said it's good. We have a case over here, we have a suffix about a bird, and we said it's no good. What's the difference? What's the difference in two cases? So the Gemara answers, Hasam is the lead the Bereisa Bibehema. Over there, the problem is in the animal itself.
Right.
Hacha, over here, Sakin Isri, there's a problem in the knife, Behema Lo Isri. The same answer. The answer is the knife is a svek sveka, according to Tosos. It's a better suffix. Therefore, we're going to say, I'll allow that. The bird, how can I allow the bird? It's a suffix daraisa. When did this trefa occur? Before or after shechita? I don't know. Can't eat that. The knife? This is svek sveka. The hilchasa, kavase de Rav Huna, the halacha is like Rav Huna, bishalo shiber bo etzem. If you didn't break any bones. The halacha is like Rav Huna. That what? The knife is no good. Right? If you didn't break any bones. So it says Rashi, dechayshin and la'ar, rechoshesh for the hide. Meaning, if you don't check the knife afterwards, rechoshesh, when you checked it, you ruined the knife. It's once happened by me, by a bird, and I went to my Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Yaakov, and he told me it's usher. Asks the Rosh Yosef, why did Rashi have to say that? The Gemara just said, we pass on like Rav Huna. And Rashi said, one time it happened by me, we pass on like Rav Huna. Shkoyach, the Gemara says, we pass on like Rav Huna. What did Rashi have to add that for? And it once happened to me, and we made a psak, it's usher. The Gemara said that. So the Rosh Yosef says, that by a bird, there is no hide. By a bird, there is no hide. Yeah. So maybe, I would have thought, maybe a bird is different. Maybe a bird, Rav Huna would agree with Rav Chista, that it's good. Comes along Rashi, now once happened, maybe we passed it also by the bird. Even by a bird, we said it's no good. And then Metzvah might not apply. The hide, making the nick, doesn't matter. Once we pass it by Rav Huna, that's exactly what Rashi was saying. By the bird, it happened once, and we passed it. That's why Rashi had to write that line. Now, the hilchas hakavase
was chopping bones all day? Now he's changing
his
thing. He wasn't chopping?
The hilchas hakavase chista. Pass on the Rav Chista, kishashiber bo etzem. If the guy was broken bones after shechita, then we'll say the knife happened from that. Michlal, what do you see? The Rav Chista, af agaf, the lo shiber bo etzem. Even if he didn't bring any bones, it's still good according to him. So then, Ma'ifka, how to get a nick? What'd you do? How'd that knife get a nick? Ema, the etzem mifrapekes, the etzem mifrapekes ifkim. Maybe the neck itself, the neck, not afterwards you're chopping wood, chopping bones. No. While I was shechting, I hit the bone with my knife, and that caused the nick. Ha'u uvda, there's another story. The tarif of Yosef ad tlosa chiyusa. Rav Yosef shechted 13 animals. And the apostle, all of them. Kiman, Kiravuna. Like Rav Huna. Why? Because, for exactly Rav Huna's reason. Tafilu Kamaisa? Even the first one? What's wrong with the first animal?
Yeah.
The first animal, you shechted good, right? So the Gemara says, Lo, Kirav Chista, Labar Me Kamaisa. It goes according to Rav Chista, except for the first one. Viboy Sema, Laolam, Kirav Huna. This was like Rav Huna. Rav Chista, Michti. Mitla Talinan. But one second. According to Rav Chista, he says it's all good. So Mimai de Etzim Refekes de Kamaisa Ifkam. How do you know it happened in the first one? Dilma Betzim Refekes Bespraisa Ifkam. Maybe it happened in the last one.
So you're saying that all the ones before that were no good?
Correct.
It would be good if it was the last one.
You don't know.
What?
I was saying if it's the last one, then other
then everything before it would be good if you knew that it's the last one. Yeah. If you knew that it was the last one.
Correct. Amalei Rav Acha, Breda Rav Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Mitzrach, Bidikusa, Bein Kol Chada V'Chada. You have to check between each one. Kiman, Kirav Huna, L'Mifsal Kamaisa. Then if that's true, you should even passel the first one. Lok Rav Chista, Lach Shuri Bas Raisa. No, it's going like Rav Chista that even the last one's good. Ihachi, Tibayinayim Bidikas Chacham. Then why don't we go to a Chacham? After every time we do a Shechita, go to a Chacham to bring in the knife. And the answer is, spend a month on this line, Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin. You trust somebody. If you didn't trust anybody, you couldn't have this religion. Right? You couldn't trust, you have to follow your wife to the mikvah. You have to follow every butcher. You can't in anyone's house. You can't live.
And we'd starve to death.
You can't live, right? You can't live. You wouldn't have anything to eat. Because every time, how do you know the Shechita was good? Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin. So we don't say Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin when it comes to a monetary gain. So that's why you need a hechsher.
Right.
Because a guy can't be trusted when he's making money. There's a truth to that. The Chassam Sofer says that. That's why you can go to your neighbor to eat lunch, but you can't go to a store and buy meat without a hechsher. What's the difference?
Right. Why?
Because he's making money.
He's making money.
He's making money. So he's making money. We can't, Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin is undermined.
That's a little munchy about it.
It's undermined.
He's got in the gears.
I didn't make that up.
Rabbi Shochet also has
it. What?
Everybody wants his cow.
Yeah, the Shaykh also got the same problem.
No, but in those days, it's not for sale. It's not for sale. It's not for sale. I'm not selling this meat. So trust me, it's good. I'm inviting you over. How do I know your meat is kosher? Because you trust me. How do I know buy meat from Costco, non-kosher meat, some cheap meat? Because you trust me. Right? I tell you I didn't do that. You trust me. Same thing over here. They weren't checking for sale. So when they're checking for sale, they have different standards. That's why they have a hechsher. When you buy meat, there's a hechsher on it, yes? This is what we're talking about over here, yeah. Ihachi may kari namilo. Then you never have to go to a chacham. See, right? Amar v'yachanan lo amar luharis atakin lechacham elab ne kavod shachacham. You go to the chacham to give the guy some kavod. Ainach nami, you don't have to go. You don't have to go. Why don't you have to go? Because ainach nami sir. We're not, this is not talking about a case where you're selling it. You're not selling this meat. You're using it for yourself. So I invite you over. I don't have. Well, I didn't check the chacham. You don't have to. Ainach nami sir. Unless you have a reason not to trust the guy. But Stam, every Jew has a Cheskes Kashrus. Okay? Next. Minaha Milsa. Oh my goodness. Minaha Milsa. How do you know the Amar Rabbanan Uki Milsa Aches Kasa? How do you know there's a concept of Chazakah? What does a Chazakah mean? Now, there are three types of Chazakah. There's a Chazakah of a Minhag. It doesn't mean Minhag. It means a Chazakah of the way someone behaves. For example, what's an example of that? You see a woman walking with a bunch of little kids. There's a chazakah, they're her kids. It's a chazakah. Why? Because people walk around with their own kids. A chazakah. It's a chazakah. That's number one. There's a chazakah of what's called shalosh pa'amim, like a sharmuad. That's another kind of chazakah. Okay? Then there's what's called a chazakah d'meyikara, which means, very simply, the status of something remains the same until I know otherwise. Chazaka that he's tamei, he's going to remain tamei until I know otherwise. The animal is not kosher until I know otherwise. Chazaka de meikara. That chazaka de meikara has two halves. Number one, a chazaka haguf. There's a chazaka on the guf. Tuma, all kinds of things. Tuma, kashrus. And that's what's called Chazakas Hadin. Is that mutter? Well, it was mutter yesterday. So it's mutter today. Right? Two different things. Okay? Very good. So a little brief 1 minute back on Chazakah. So how do you know such a thing as Chazakah? Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yochanan, Donor of Yonathan, Amar Kra. The Makar of Chazakah is something that the Gemara says never ever happened, which is a tsaras on a house. That's the makar of chazakah. Amar kra, v'yatza ha-kohen min habayis. The kohen leaves, he comes to the house, he sees tzaras, he leaves the house, el pesach habayis, v'skers habayis, shivas yamim, and he locks the door. V'dilma, maybe, ad nafak, v'asar, batzal eshiyure. Maybe the nega got smaller as on his way out, right? V'asar batzal eshiyure, and the shear is small now. Not the size of a gris, and therefore it's not a house of tzaras. El alav mishum darina uki yachetz kasa. The chazaka remains.
Because I'm the words before.
Chazaka remains. Right? Tosfos asks such an unbelievable question. He asks, let's say you have a, now, what if, a minute. No, let's do a little more Gemara.
What's the answer? What's the chesach of the house? Only 2 minutes ago did he come and say it's
correct. Possible. Maybe those 2 minutes got smaller.
Right.
So we say, right.
You say there's a chazaka. When you looked at it, it was tamei.
That's a chazaka for 2 seconds.
You looked at it, and the chazaka doesn't, the status doesn't go away.
Right.
Unless you have a reason for it to go away.
Half hour ago before he came, the chazaka was that it was good.
A half hour ago, I walked into the house. I saw this, that's a nega. I'm chafing up the house. As you're walking out, maybe it got smaller. The answer is, chazaka, it didn't get smaller. How do you know your tefillin are kosher? Because yesterday they were kosher. The chazaka. Oh, they have to check your tefillin every day. We don't do that. Chazaka. Without chazaka, you also can't.
The house has been fine for the last 20 years.
But now something happened. You spoke Lashon Hara. Hashem put a nega over there. You know that it's there. So the Kohen has to confirm it. Maybe it got smaller. It didn't. Why not? Chazaka. Maskifla Ravacha Bar Yaakov. The Dilma, maybe. Kigon Shiyotza Derech Achorav. Maybe you're watching it the whole time. Two issues with that. First of all, going out backwards, not considered going out. Also, what if it's behind the door?
Yeah.
You can't see it as you leave. So, you want to tell me you put a window there, and I'll look through the window. But none. You can't open the window. You can't do that. Amalei Rava, 1 second. The Kamarta Yitzia Derech Achar Vloshme Yitzia. That's not true. That going out backwards is not considered going out. Kohen Gadol Biyom Kippur Miochiach. The Kohen Gadol. How did he leave the Kodesh Kedoshim? Backwards, and he left. We don't say he's still there, right? Diktiv Be Yitzia Utnan Yatzu Ubalo Derech Knisaso. He went out backwards, right? Right. Tosfos asked for 1 minute. But we know that if you walk in backwards, if you walk into a house of tzaraas backwards, you're not tamei until your whole body's inside. What if your entire body's inside except for your nose? So the halacha is you're not tamei. So Tosfos says, yeah, because walking in backwards, that nobody does. That's not normal. Therefore, you're not tamei till your whole body's in. Walking out backwards, everyone does that, right?
Right?
The milsa biyitzia, last line over there, ketamad nifka merabo. How do you leave the Urin? How do you leave your Rebbe?
Oh.
How do you leave the Kosel? Backwards. Yeah. Sign of kavod. That's okay. How does the Kohen leave the Kodesh Kedoshim? Backwards. You're going in somewhere backwards? That's crazy. So if you go in somewhere backwards, rover your body's in, you're not considered in. But going out backwards, that's a derech kavod to go out backwards. Right? So Abaye said it's not even true. But I said, walking out backwards, I consider it normal. Sure it is. Right? So Rava said, of course it is. Aval, Udkamarta, Beit Ophel, Im Poksim, Bochalon, as Loris, as Nigo, Hani, me, that's only true, Hecha, the lowest Chazik. That's only true if there's no Chazaka. Aval, Hecha, this Chazik, it's Chazik. There's a Chazaka here. Right? So, therefore what? Aval, Hecha, this Chazik, it's Chazik. Right? Right, so it's not necessarily true that it's not necessarily true that we have a chazaka here. Anyway, right, because Rabbi Yaakov asked, maybe you went out backwards, right? So Tanya, the local Rabbi Yaakov, that's not right. It says v'yatzah karmen abayis, the Kohen leaves the house. Yochel, I would think yelech l'chsof beis v'yaskir, yelech b'sof leaves the middle of his house. Talmud lomar el pesach abayis. You're standing under the lintel, then you seal the door. Talmud lomar min abayis, from abayis. Ad sheyete min abayis kulo. Okay, so how you do that? Omed b'tzad hamashkof, umaskir. You're underneath the mashkof, then you lock the door. Uminayin shem holach l'toch beisav v'hizkir, o sha'ayim b'soch abayis v'hizkir, shesgir u'muzgar. Talmud lomar, v'hizkir is abayis, mikol makom. Meaning what? There's no way to do it. You can't check the nega afterwards. But when you lock the door. You lock the door and that's it. So what do you see from here? That is a makar of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Kigon, Dekaimi, Berav Gavri, V'Amri, Dekoi Koi. According to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, how are you guaranteeing? So the answer is, This is a makar. This is a makar of what?
Of
chazaka. According to Rabbi Yaakov, it's not, because maybe it got smaller. According to him, you have to have a line of people standing from the nega to the door, and each one says, it still didn't change. Then you have a chazaka. Okay? That is the makar of chazaka. What? There might be a rule that you have a few minutes to get out of there, but and if not, maybe it'll be all tummy. True.
He has to bring all the stuff out of the house.
It's a place.
No, I'm talking about the Kohen.
No, but he has to bring all. You guys, all.
That's before they declare it.
Right. Before he says it.
And now there's 20 people in the house by the nega to the door. So okay, fair question.
Then it's not chazaka. Then it's death.
What?
Then it's not chazaka. Then it's death. You actually know
what you're saying. 1 second. Ask Tosfos the following question. Let's say you go into a mikveh, and it turns out that the mikveh was not the right size. Right? Mil sadami le mikveh shenimdad, v'nimta chaser. If the mikveh was chaser, what happens now? Everybody that went to the mikveh is now tummy. Why? Because we're undoing the Tahira.
Right.
The Chazaka was they were Tamei.
So they go back to the Chazaka.
They go back to being Tamei.
Wait a second. Whoa. Pause on it. That's not so clear.
I went to the mikvah.
No, what?
Then a month later, I get an email. Oh, the mikvah, by the way, is missing shear. I'm Tamei.
1 second. Let's get the baseline.
Yeah.
Somebody checked before the first guy went in.
And it was good.
So why would you say
the first guy's not kosher?
Somebody went into the mikvah.
Because everybody coming out and taking some water out with them.
Right. Now
why
it's not.
Why would you say the first guy? I checked it.
Ain't a chanani. Ain't a chanani. Fair question.
So you're good. So you're saying, taking water out with you.
That's not what he's saying.
That is what he's saying.
That's not what he's saying. The last time he's saying everybody's out.
Not everybody. The first guy who went in, he went to a kosher mikvah.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying that there's no. The baseline is. And everybody else after that is not good.
Right.
Yeah, after.
After
the first
after
guy? That.
Correct.
After
the first I don't know how far back you're going to go now.
Exactly.
You're going to go back until you know for sure that it had the shear.
Nobody knows.
So then no one's tar.
Exactly.
Then no one's tar.
No, we use chazaka for that.
Chazaka is your tame? That your tame?
No.
Yes?
Chazaka is that the last time before I went. The last time it was measured was kosher.
Right.
Exactly. Until they measure again, everybody's kosher.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Exactly. That's the
Chazaka. Tosfos asks. Listen to what Tosfos asks. Listen to what Tosfos asks. We all agree on the case. If you go to the mikveh at some point, then they announce it's missing, you're tamei. Why? The Chazaka is that you're tamei, and we can't undo the Chazaka.
Right.
A guy walks into a house with saras.
Right?
Is he Tamei or Tahar? He's Tamei. He walked into a Tzara's house, he's Tamei.
Right.
Then, the Kohen says, I made a mistake. The house is really Tahar.
Okay.
Are you Tamei? Are you Tahar now?
Why not?
The answer is no.
Why?
The answer is no, you're not Tahar. Or forget, let's say the Kohen didn't make a mistake, but now the house doesn't have Tzara's.
No.
The Nega went out of Skat smaller. Do we say you're Tahar now? The answer is no, you're still Tamei.
Right.
Why don't we say, well, I'm a Chazaka. I was Tahar before I walked in, so I should be Tahar now.
But there's a
it's the exact
everybody
same case as the mikvah.
And Tosfos
doesn't answer
there.
The question.
Exactly.
He can't answer that question.
But everybody knows that there's a negative.
You hear? We'll stop here and we'll pick up on tomorrow. Everyone have a good Shabbos.